my true love gave to me in linen jobs. My true love gave to me 12 more
awkward silences, 11 new jobs, 10 5 free tuitions, 8 new jingles, 7 miles of patrol, 6 new presidents, 5 HDTVs, 4 sets of leather, no deforestation, 2
morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 316, Favorite 12 Days. Finished with the second year, the second season, I guess, of the Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged, and it's been fun to come back to the show. It's a really fun show to do, and it wasn't a hard show to relearn either.
No, I mean, I think we had the benefit of that we were teaching a new cast, because we've been out on tour all over America. We went to Reston, Virginia, right. Charlotte, North Carolina, Fort Worth, St. Louis, and we're finishing up this. This is recorded in the midst of our intermission of our final show in Anchorage, Alaska, where we've done 3 shows. Sold out house, go out with a bang.
But one of the most fun things for me on a nightly basis is the 12 days of Christmas, where we talk about nobody wants the gifts that are in the original song. Nobody even knows what those things are anymore. So we start to go out. We go out in the audience. We find out what they want, but we put them on the spot in the middle of the song as we're singing it, and so. Our stage managers have Emily McMullen a year ago, Tarina Wimbush down in San Diego, and Elaine Randolph on this tour. They've been keeping a track of every suggestion that's been made.
Now, for you, that's the fun part of the show. I dare say for Matt and I, that's the most difficult part of
really?
The show.
Really?
Well, you're not the one having to go out and remember.
I'm the one running my ass off around here.
Yes, no, you're running around, but trying to remember 9 random things that people are shouting at, and it's different every. Because we start with the 3 things we want.
Yeah.
And 4 and, and then we go 4 and 5, and those are repeated a lot. By the time you get to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, you're having to repeat those and come back to them. It is a mother to remember.
Well, that's part of the fun of it. Watching you guys do that.
Yeah, and multitasking, because we're up there, A, trying to remember the gifts, B, trying to come up with some improv, something fun about their answers, and with all of that going on at the same time, it's really hard. And you just get to run around and find interesting people to hopefully. Come
anybody
up with
want to trade?
Answers.
I'll trade next year. Who wants to trade? Anybody?
No.
All right.
Just because it's hard doesn't mean it's not satisfying.
And fun,
I would love to. Yeah. I would love to do it because that seems fun.
But what's amazing is how often. Sorry, but it's amazing how often. That people are stuck with just the deer in headlights answer.
Yeah,
they got nothing. And so, A, they have all the song to prepare for you to get to them, and they go, I'm ready with this. But here's a forewarning for future audience members. You've got 11 months to come up with an answer because we're going to come after
you. That's right. That's the thing.
Well, and what I noticed is last year in Lowell, it's the Northeast. Unemployment was high. There was a lot of people who were just looking for jobs. Yeah. What I would like is a new job.
Yeah.
And that's kind of moving and sad, and, you know, your heart goes out to them. And then we were in Texas, mm-hmm. you know, and they all wanted big American cars.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I remember there was a 10-year-old kid who wanted a shotgun.
Yeah.
That was Texas.
You'll put your eye out.
But, you know, but interestingly, maybe the economy's better than a year ago because we're not getting that many people who want jobs. I mean, maybe one or yeah. two in this Christmas of 2012.
Right.
And in credit to Anchorage, we've yeah. got more mentions of world peace and family togetherness in 3 days in Anchorage than we got on the whole rest of the tour. So they're doing something right up here.
That's right. They are absolutely doing something right. Living on the edge of the world, yeah. as they do. Yeah.
Either that or they're fighting a lot and they really need relief.
Well, that was one of the funny parts, too, in Fort Worth, because, of course, they were all, as you said, big American cars. But then there was that one night where one guy said, I want a Mercedes-Benz.
Really? Okay. And he was booed off the out of the audience. No.
Well, then a woman said on the same night she wanted a Hermes bag.
Yeah.
Hermes bag, which I'm not even pronouncing correctly now. So that's French. A Mini Cooper, which is English, and video games, which are predominantly Japanese or Canadian. So yeah. it's like
and previously all of our jokes were about the size of Texas, the bigness of their answers, their American cars and their yeah, big guns, right. and she wants a Mini Cooper. And I think we said what? So you can drive from the kitchen to the living room because
right.
this is Texas.
What's well, the Mini Cooper would have a gun rack.
Of course yeah, exactly.
A mini gun rack.
But yeah, and then I've noticed on the reading the reports in San Diego, almost every night it seems like somebody in San Diego wants diamond rings. I don't know what that's about. Is that?
I don't know. I lived in San Diego. I never got a single diamond ring, so I can't answer that.
A lot of women from La Jolla coming down to.
Must be from La Jolla, yeah, and yeah, all those kinds of places.
And they're looking at their boyfriends or their husbands and going, hint, hint, hello, yeah. diamonds, bling, bling.
Mm-hmm. Has there been? There's been one standout favorite for me of the various gifts we've had. Has it been one any for you?
Well, I think mine might be the same one that you're thinking about. Was it in Lowell last year?
Yeah, in Lowell.
Yeah, that really sticks out. I mean, it's just fun to see people. Still, my favorite is, you know, we put people on a spot, and why wouldn't they feel on the spot? They just think they're going to sit there and watch a show. My favorite is when people go and we'll go. Seven deers in headlights. Right, that's just great.
Well, and I also love it this year. Thank you, Apple, for coming out with the iPad Mini, because people say I want an iPad, and I get to ask them, oh, do you want the Mini? And they'll either say yes or they'll say no, and then I get to say, okay, so you do or you don't want the MaxiPad,
right.
you know?
yes.
So then,
which is confusing for me, because to help remember all the gift items, I come up with a mime to sing along with it, and that yeah. sense memory of making the shape helps me remember the item. Uh-huh. I quickly bailed on my first idea for miming the MaxiPad, and now I'm going with just the touchscreen. Okay,
so that was probably wise.
But I think my favorite is, in general, not specific answers, but my favorite is when you go to a kid, you know, maybe six, seven yeah. years old, and I love it when they are completely open, not embarrassed, and will just throw out something. And it's always right. fun, something right. simple, you know, a puppy dog or a video game. But I love that they're joining in, and they're usually less afraid than the adults.
Well, that's the thing, too. Again, going out in the audience, yes, people don't want to participate, and they look away thinking that if they're not looking at me, I won't be seeing them. But in this show, people do really want to participate. I'm getting a lot of volunteers, because I'll walk around going, all right, who's got six for me? Who's got seven? Who's
yeah. So can I ask, when someone puts their hand up, usually we're afraid of the overly enthusiastic volunteers, but do you want to go to them in hopes that they do have something good?
Yeah, I do. I do usually go to them, and they don't always have something terrific.
Well, and the people you're talking about is who we avoid pulling on stage,
yeah.
but I can see as you're going around the audience, if you know somebody has something to say, yeah, that's yeah. gold.
Well, and we discovered something tonight, too, in Anchorage, that last night they were kind of slow to give us suggestions, and so that warmed the audience up to say, oh, I got something, please call on me, I got something better than those losers who are at 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, they started shouting out.
Yeah, they were started shouting them out. Then tonight, the first three were really good. It was like World Peace and a Martin guitar
and my mortgage paid off.
That's right, and trips to Australia. And so then I think that kind of shut everybody else down. They went, oh, I got nothing.
But let's get back. What's your favorite all time?
my favorite of all time is, I have two, and they're both from Lowell. One was a woman who said, my bathroom to finally be finished being renovated. And every woman in the audience went, oh God, been there. And what was fun about that was that I was able to then, later on in the second act, when Mary and Joseph come out, and Mary's pregnant and seething with hormones and very, very angry at Joseph, and Joseph has to go, darling, my love of my life, we've been through this. And I was able to say on that night, I will finish the bathroom as soon as I am able. So that was good. It's always lovely when you can call it back, and we've called a few back this fall too, you know, where people just, oh, like we had that one guy who said, we said four, and he went blah, 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 and we didn't understand a word he said, and so we called him the Swedish chef. So we just kind of going four, yeah. And so that was the gift that kept on giving, and you called that back in the second act.
One of us stumbled on a line or something, and for fail of anything else to come up with, I think we just went burr, 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 burr.
Yeah. That's right. The Swedish chef comes.
Strangely, when I tried that tonight, it wasn't as funny. They
really?
Just didn't get it. Yeah,
it was a callback to a performance nobody had been to. Interesting.
Hello, my name's Eric Essex, and I'm hanging out with Reduced Shakespeare Company. I'm a contemporary jazz artist. You can check me out at www.ericessex.net, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
In the show is the St. Everybody's Christmas Gift Exchange, where audience members can bring a gift worth $5 or less wrapped, yeah, put it under the tree, and take a gift for themselves. Or we also have gifts, cheap gifts for sale in the narthex, the lobby.
A word I just recently learned.
Yes. And people are really into it.
Yes.
And so, but some people, I don't know if they think it's funny, they don't want to pop for the $2 for a gift, but some people, in order to take a gift, have left some pretty unusual and random and strange things under the tree.
Yes, it was. Well, some of them, they tear up a sheet out of the program and turn it into a cootie catcher.
Right.
But there were no clues. That was they did the folding, but they didn't give us any clues. I thought that was kind of a letdown.
Yeah. Somebody do an origami swan? That was cool. I will accept that.
Yes, origami swan. That was terrific. Well, somebody, man or woman, left a feminine hygiene product. Speaking of maxi pads, that's not exactly what it was.
It was not used, but please.
And it was wrapped, but at first, with my bad eyes, I kind of went, oh, who left a cigarette? Oh, that's not, oh dear, oh my God.
We could hang it on the tree, but we won't.
Yes.
And then there was a dirty sock. Somebody left us a dirty sock. Someone left us a bag of barbecued pork rinds.
Yes.
Last night, a kid after the show, we signed autographs in the lobby. This little kid in the show came up to me in the lobby after the show. He says, well, we're going to put this under the tree for you, but we didn't get a chance. But here, and he gave me a can of Coke.
That's nice. Well, I remember in Lowell, somebody left us beer.
Yeah, beer was sort of a theme in Lowell. It seems like we got lots of beers in Lowell. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I wonder if John Dyson, the house manager, was promoting that on our behalf.
I think so. Pushing the beer. Yep. You know what? Beer, just a tip to a podcast listeners. Beer is always an acceptable gift at a Reduced Shakespeare Company show.
Ho, ho, ho.
My favorite is the same one you're talking about, Reed. It was number 12. I'd gone all around the theater. I came up to number 12, and a woman said there, and I said, and we went for the 12th day of Christmas. My true love gave me 12. And she went, years of being cancer-free. And the whole audience went, oh my God, and started applauding, and it was great. And during that applause, I leaned over to her. I said, that sounded very personal. Is that you? Have you been cancer-free for 12 years? She said, no, I was just at the oncologist this afternoon. I found out that I am now cancer-free, and we came straight here to the theater to see the show. And I went, and then the applause died down, and I told the audience that, and they just went all over again. It was this great moment, and John Dyson, the house manager there, gave her a bottle of champagne at halftime.
Yeah.
She's dead now, poor woman. But it was just so great. It was just absolutely totally my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Although I'm using that line all the time, and I'm getting free bottles of champagne everywhere I go.
Yeah.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. The complete stats are not in yet for 2012, but Merrimack Rep stage manager Emily McMullen compiled a highly detailed list of every 12-day suggestion we received at Merrimack Rep in 2011. Out of 243 possible answers, cars made up 8% of the wishes, followed by computers, electronics at 6%, trips at 5%, diamonds, dogs, awkward silences at 4%, alcohol, iPads, money at 3%, ponies, horses, new jobs, diamond rings, sports tickets, cameras, Harleys, and peace on earth at 2%. Emily's favorite 12 days requests were blenders blending, barking Westies, old guys to marry, National Grid trucks, those are, they're the ones that repair power lines during snowstorms, Chippendale dancers, Percheron stallions, Patriots cheerleaders, big belly Buddhas, platypuses and top hats, master bathrooms that are finally finished, an audience that isn't asleep, yes, we all wish for that, and of course, 12 years of being cancer-free. Send us your favorite 12-day suggestions via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you could post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans on our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You could also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, jolly old fat man Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to M.A. Lulu. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Eric S. You've been listening to his Christmas music off his Christmas CD, My Gift to You. Check out all his great CDs at ericessex.net. And thanks very much to you for listening. As we post this on Christmas Eve 2012, we leave you our shout-out to the woman who's working hardest this time of year. I'm Austin Titchener, 316/948 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
It's pretty calm throughout the year up there at the North Pole. But now it's Christmas Eve and it's time to rock and roll. The elves are busy making toys, the order's pretty large. And everybody cowers from the person who's in charge. Mrs. Santa Claus, Mrs. Santa Claus, her ladyship will crack the whip. Mrs. Santa Claus, she marches through the factory, a walking cloud of doom, terrorizing reindeer, kicking elves across the room. Now everybody thinks her jolly husband is the boss, but who is always sober when Santa hits the sauce? Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus, the iron hand behind the man, Mrs. Santa Claus. Hair is shiny silver, and her cheeks cherry red.
Granny glasses on her nose, a bonnet on her head.
She maps out how to get around the world in just one night.
Cause Santa can't find his own butt with both hands and a big flashlight. Keychain.
Woo! Where is Mr. Santa? Friend of kids around the world. He's drying out in rehab with a 16-year-old girl. Though he can hardly stand up and his vision is a blur. Like all good men before him, he'd be nothing without her.
Without her.
Without her.
Without her.
Mrs. Santa Claus.
Mrs. Santa Claus.
Mrs. Santa Claus.
Mrs. Santa
the
Claus.
Awesome chick behind St. Nick. Mrs. Santa Claus. Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus,
Mrs. Santa Claus.
When he's office late, she'll save the day. Mrs. Santa Claus.
Every year the children cheer for Mrs. Santa Claus.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.